Welcome to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service Food Safety at Home podcast series, featuring topics for the safe and healthy preparation of meat, poultry, and processed egg products.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Food Safety at Home. Proper refrigeration is very important for food safety. Without cooler temperatures to inhibit its growth, bacteria can multiply rapidly. Good food safety practices include knowing the basics of refrigeration. Join me as two college students learn the importance of refrigeration in food safety.
Sue, this is so sweet, living off campus on our own. Sometimes I can't believe we're actually here.
Yeah, I know. I love it. And it's super convenient walking to school in the grocery store from here. In fact, I'm going shopping this afternoon. Need anything?
I don't think so. Oh, wait. Can you get some more lunch meat? The stuff we bought last week smells really bad.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It seems like our refrigerator isn't keeping the food cold enough. I don't know what we can do except turn the thermostat down.
Well, we could call my mom. She's called the Meat and Poultry Hotline at the Department of Agriculture before about food safety advice. She can give us a contact number.
A few weeks later.
Hey, Sue, I'm so glad we called my mom. The free fact sheets that the Meat and Poultry Hotline sent us really helped a lot. I've checked our refrigerator temperature pretty often lately, and it stays at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, which is why our food is lasting longer and staying safer than before. That thermometer my mom gave us is a really easy way to check the temperature.
Yeah, I always thought all you had to do was plug the fridge in and not worry about it. Wow, I guess that's why our milk turned sour in only a few days. The refrigerator temperature was 50 degrees Fahrenheit. I didn't realize that there was a danger zone between 40 degrees and 140 degrees Fahrenheit, and that food can become unsafe at temperatures higher than 40 degrees.
This fact sheet about refrigeration and food safety says that we can put hot food into the refrigerator as long as we divide the food into shallow containers to speed up the cooling. Also, let's not store our eggs in the refrigerator door anymore. The fact sheet says that they should be kept in the carton and inside of the refrigerator to keep them as cold as possible.
Check this out, Mary. Did you know that some refrigerators have special features such as adjustable shelves, door bins, crispers, and meat and cheese drawers? These features are designed to make the food storage more convenient and to provide the best possible storage environment for fruits, vegetables, meats, poultry, and cheese. That's what the fact sheet says.
Yeah, this fact sheet also has a storage chart with storage times for various foods in the refrigerator. Let's keep it handy.
Yes, definitely. Oh, Mary, don't forget we have to keep our refrigerator clean at all times and wipe up spills right away and clean surfaces with hot, soapy water and then rinse.
If you'd like to call the Meat and Poultry Hotline yourself, dial 1-888-674-6854. You can also learn more about refrigeration and food safety by visiting the FSIS website, www.fsis.usda.gov, or visit us online for assistance from our virtual representative, Ask Karen, at askkaren.gov. Thanks for listening to this Food Safety at Home podcast. And remember, be food safe.
Thanks for listening to this Food Safety at Home podcast. Let us know what you think of this podcast by sending your comments to podcasts@fsis.usda.gov.